Hello and welcome to
Ghost Queen,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca.
Hi.
Hi, Becca. We watched Strange Darling, which it came out theatrically in 2024, but it's listed as 2023 on Letterboxd and everything. I don't know what that means.
Maybe it was in the festival circuit.
I guess probably. But it was directed by J.T. Molnar, and the only other movie he directed is called Outlaws and Angels. I don't know anything about it, but I'll say right out the gate, this movie blew me the fuck away, like really, really surprised me. I think it's one of the best movies that I saw this year, for sure. Some people might argue that it's not horror, that it's like a thriller, but I don't give a fuck about that, so fuck you. But this one, if we're not going to talk spoilers, I think the hardest thing about discussing this movie is I think the trailer kind of sells the story as like something very specific, that it's like, oh, it's a woman dating a guy who is secretly a serial killer. And there's like a turn where he starts going after her. And the movie...
I think you should... Besides the trailer, you should go in blind.
Well, yes.
Honestly.
But it's like, it's one of those things where it's hard to even talk about, like, it goes in very unexpected ways.
Yeah.
And I think you shouldn't think too hard about what that means,
mm-hmm.
because you might ruin something for yourself.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I don't even know what the fuck to say. It's like, it is a movie that was very surprising, very unexpected.
I think on a lot of levels, it was unexpected.
Many levels.
Yeah.
Like the way that they tell the story, what happens in the story, like mm-hmm. all of that, and even like the ultimate themes, which I have a lot to say about that too, because there was something that happens toward the end of the movie that made me start to go, uh-oh, what are we saying with all
this?
Which I'll get into more when we talk spoilers. And I will say, like, because there isn't really much else I could fucking say, is that I did think the movie went on like a little bit too long, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, the movie, it was just fucking amazing. It was really, really good, really surprising, felt very fresh.
Yeah.
Like, everything about it felt super fresh, and the actors in the movie were really fantastic. Yeah. I mean, you were mentioning, because, like, they opened this movie by saying, this movie was shot on 35mm, which was like, okay, like, do we need to just put that up front?
Just
like,
to stop there for a second.
I know you feel differently.
I feel differently. That wasn't even what I was going to say. I've seen a lot of, like, divisive, or maybe it's just me, but, like, I feel like a lot of people did not like that.
What, the message that was
up
there?
Oh, people like that.
People can just move the fuck on. It wasn't that big a deal. Like, I know I'm the one to point it out, but it wasn't that serious. It was just kind of like, I don't know. The movie looked great. It looked really fucking good.
The cinematography is incredible.
Yeah. But yeah, so like every part of it, I think structurally, it's immaculate. It's like, it's really just, I don't know what the fuck else. There's nothing else we could say.
No. And honestly, you know? I feel like the best way to see this movie is to go in blind. It's one of those. And if you still have a chance to see it in theaters, absolutely see this in theaters.
Yeah, this might be the shortest spoiler-free section because there's nothing else we could fucking say except like... What the hell was that?
There was a work truck on the other side of the street and made it look like that tiny little car.
Okay.
That's so funny.
There's nothing else that we could say, really, because it is just something, I feel like there are some movies that you could say, oh, you should go in blind, and you can at least like kind of tease what the story is about. Like, you really shouldn't learn anything else about it. Just go fucking see it.
Yeah.
Just know that, it... blew my tits off. It's fucking good. Like, you should absolutely see it. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
And that's it. So let's go into spoilers. See, I think part of the problem with this is, like, with the setup being, like, oh, this dude's a serial killer. They even, like, in the beginning of the movie, they just... What did they call her? I know they call him the demon.
Oh, the lady.
Oh, it's the lady and the demon.
Yeah, so it's already kind of set up. Almost, like, for you to assume. Yeah.
But it's like, if you tell people, oh, there's, like, a twist to it, the very, like, obvious, easy thing is to be like, oh, so the guy is actually the good guy and the girl is the bad guy. Like, that, but that doesn't, like, even if you kind of spoil that for yourself, I'm sure there's plenty of fucking people out there who just think they're the smartest people ever because they're like, I figured that out.
Oh, my God. It's like, God, it doesn't matter. That. Yeah, I saw that so many times.
But that's the thing. It doesn't fucking matter. No, it really doesn't matter. Because the way they tell the story is really what makes it so great. It's not that, like, oh, my God, there's this big twist. It's everything about, like, the way they tell you up front that it's a story told in six chapters, and then it's like chapter three.
Yeah.
And that's how it starts. I really love that.
I really love that, too.
I can't even think of another movie that did something like this.
I don't know. Not like this. I'm sure there's...
I'm sure it's been done. Yeah. But that's still... Even that felt really fresh. And the way it kind of jumped between and you have to piece the story together in your head, that was just so... It was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a great way of telling this particular type of story.
Yeah.
Because even when, like, there was a point where I started to wonder about, like, what are we doing? How are they going to flip the script? And I started, like, thinking, like, is the guy actually good? But then I'm thinking about the beginning of the movie where he's chasing her and shooting at her and shit. And it's like, how the fuck are they going to flip that to make him the good guy? And it's easy. You just make him a fucking cop. You know? So... Like, I didn't even think about that. But that was, like, I think they do a good job even playing with those kind of expectations. Because even if you're trying to think, like, how could they be flipping this? Because, like, I'll say, I don't know how you felt during the movie. I was starting to try and figure out, like, okay, what's going to be the thing here? And at first, I was starting to wonder if this was, like, this really extended, like, role play. Because they introduce that she's into, like, stuff that's very rough sexually, you know? Yeah. It's like, is this just them, like, going really fucking far with this role-playing?
I did not think that's good. That's crazy.
Because he even seems like when he's pursuing her, he's going kind of slow. Like, I feel like she wasn't that far ahead of him, you know? And the way she's kind of, like, chilling in the woods and, like, drinking alcohol and smoking and stuff, it made it feel, like, way more casual. Mm-hmm. So I was like, is this just them, like... playing around. I was like, what is wrong with Gen Z? Like, are we okay? You know, are you guys okay? Like, I didn't know if that's where it was going. But I think where it actually went, where she is like a legit serial killer, like that was a cool direction to take things. And she comes off as like a very fucking sinister character at a certain point, like once the gloves are off, you know?
No, she's evil as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that really happens when she kind of... Isn't the reveal when she's in that weird cottage in the woods? With that, by the way, that scene was so fucking funny. Like, those old people who are, like, really in the Sasquatch, and they're hippies who are also bikers.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there, like, one other thing they said, too?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, preppers.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, ticking all the boxes.
Yeah, when they first introduced that, I got, like, strong Texas Chainsaw vibes, especially since the beginning of the movie. It has that little statement in the beginning, and I was totally there for it, even though it didn't even go in that direction.
Yeah.
Even, like, just seeing the way it was filmed, the colors are so amazing. It was, like, when she first started approaching the house... And you hear this, they have something playing on the radio, too. It felt like this Technicolor Texas Chainsaw vibe. And I was like, okay, I'm totally here for this. And even though it didn't end up that way, I was still happy.
That is like, one of the big strengths of the movie, too, is that, like, I can appreciate that every scene, every location, everything is, like, so full of personality and shit. Like, it's so easy to just have these throwaway characters that they run into, but they're like the wildest fucking weirdest people ever, you know?
Yeah, that breakfast they were making was
that was so unnecessary, but it was so like, that's the other thing, it feels like there was a definite sense of humor, as dark as this fucking movie is.
Oh yeah,
there is a sense of humor that is really funny, because when they first start making the eggs, I was like, okay, that's a lot of butter, but that looks pretty good. And then they just keep throwing like a whole fucking thing of jelly and all this shit on there. It's like, what is happening? This is escalating way too much.
Yeah, at first it looked kind of good, and then it was like, okay, this is a little too much. And I feel like there were people in the theater who saw the breakfast, and then they were like, oh God.
God, I do feel like there were a lot of old people in the movie for some reason.
And then a 10 year 12-year-old for some reason. Yeah. That was weird.
They seemed all, like, at the end, they seemed very confused, which was also, like, what, like, the movies, I feel like it was pretty straightforward, like, once you have all the pieces and everything. But just, yeah, it was, like, exceptional storytelling that felt, like, super fresh and original, which I really, really appreciated.
Yeah, I really appreciated the vintage vibe to it, even though it took place, it said between, like, what, 2018 and 2020?
Yeah.
It still had this, like, vintage vibe to it, which I absolutely loved.
But I guess, like, the thing that I would... So when I was watching the movie, I was internally like, wow, this is really great. But I think, like, you know, what happens is once the cards are kind of on the table, there's the worry about, like, okay, how are we going to wrap this up? Like, where is this going to actually go? And that's where, like... There was a turn in the story where I was starting to feel like, what are we doing here? Like, what's the message? And it's when, you know, when things kind of come to a close and she kills the guy and the police come to, like, assist. And there's this whole scene where the lady officer is, like, trying to help her while the other officer is like, well, hold on a second. We don't have all the information. Yeah. And she's, like, getting mad. And it felt like it was kind of... It felt like it was saying something about, like, the whole believe all women movement, you know? And it was like, uh-oh, like, what is the message? Is this secretly, like, some weird, like, right-wing movie? You know what I mean? Did they just sneak their way in here? And that was starting to really turn me off.
Yeah, I agree. I felt the same kind of feelings where I was like, okay, wait, hold on a minute. What are we doing here? Because, you know, the scene is pretty graphic. What those policemen come into. And, of course, you know, knowing what's actually happening, it just, it felt a little disappointing. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, it made it feel like it was challenging that whole idea, which was like, I don't know if this is the message we need to be sending. Yeah. But the funny thing is, even in the moment, I was starting to distance myself from the movie, but I was thinking, like, okay, they could totally redeem it, though, as long as a woman winds up killing her in the end, and then that's exactly what happened. Yeah. So it was like, okay, because, like, at that point, my takeaway felt like, oh boy, this will be a doozy to try and explain. So, like, I think there is a danger with these kind of movements, because obviously you should believe all women.
Yes.
Like, obviously this is, like, this is something that should be expected. And the people who are quick to be like, well, hold on, it's like, just shut the fuck up, you know? But the problem is, like, something I've definitely thought about is that inherently, like, people are people. And that means there are going to be shitty people out there. And there are going to be bad actors who would take advantage of a movement like that.
Oh, yeah.
Which totally feels like that is the type of character that she is. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she made it clear that she cares about survival, like, above all else, and she'll do whatever the fuck it takes, even if it means, like, taking advantage of a movement like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by having a woman kill her, it's almost sending this message of, like, there are going to be these bad actors, and unfortunately, it is going to be the responsibility of the people in the movement to find those bad actors and get rid of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they could ultimately do a lot of harm to the movement overall. And that's something that's, like, it is a complicated idea.
It is.
That is very easy to have a knee-jerk reaction to, like I did watching the movie. But I think, like, ultimately, I think that's something that's, like, worth talking about.
Oh, 100%. And, I mean, without getting into it too much, of course, it's important that when these things do happen and someone does come forward, that you believe them, because it's so hard to come forward at all.
Yeah.
Because there's so much ridicule. But the thing is it happens, unfortunately. But it happens less than someone telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, that's the unfortunate thing, is that there will be people who will take advantage of that. And I think the tough thing about it is you can't use those examples to subvert the whole movement, which I think some people are, like, way too quick to do, you know, to point out the one example and be like, and that means fuck all women. Like, don't listen to any of them.
Yeah. The point is that when someone comes forward and talks about sexual assault, there's going to be a negative reaction almost either way. And nobody wants to be caught up in that. And it almost comes out of necessity to talk about these things. And without me interjecting my personal things that I've been through, it's not easy to talk about, especially as the victim. It is just not easy to talk about. It's not something that nobody wants to be known for what happened. You know, like nobody wants that. And it, I don't know.
Well, I can only hope and I expect that the type of people that would be listening to this, I'm sure, understand that very clearly. But it's always, it's tough to kind of explore these ideas. And I think it, I don't know how you feel. I think it's important.
No, it's important to have these conversations. And it's important to show that side. Like, you can't just hide away from it.
It's just, it's very tough. And that's why I'm, like, happy the movie tackled it the way that it did.
Yeah.
Because, like, that is the thing. It's, like, I think we're in this, like, tricky point as a society where it's, like, everybody wants to tiptoe around this stuff. And then we are guilty of that. Like, we went through that. Might as well be open. Like when we did the Pride Month episodes, we went into it feeling like this is awesome. We have so much to say about this shit. And then as soon as we got there, we were just getting started. We felt so nervous about saying the wrong thing.
Well, I mean, there's so many layers to so many different topics that, you know, we're going to cover when it comes to horror film, because that's the release. That's the, you know, the way it's released in creativity is to talk about this stuff. But at the same time, we're both only human and can only cover so much about a subject. So.
Well, I think it was really like we were so ready for it. And then it's like, once you're sitting in front of a microphone, it just like we kind of froze. It's kind of it's hard. I think I feel more comfortable talking about these things now, but it's like we had to kind of build up to it.
Well,
we're
not like.
And it also doesn't help that we're both super fucking introverted.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I do think, like, in the greater scheme of things, though, that is a problem. That it can be hard to have these tougher conversations without immediately being labeled as being, like, harmful.
Yeah.
You know? And it happens, too, because there was a movie we saw. Was there something you were going to say?
I don't remember.
No. Sorry.
It's okay. It'll come back to me.
There was a movie we saw a while ago, and what's funny is, do you remember this? The one about the radio station? Because I tried looking it up a little while later after we saw it, and they changed the fucking name of the movie. So I don't know what that's about. It's not even worth talking about the movie that much. But that was a movie where, like, we were kind of down with it, and it was pretty, we thought it was a pretty cool movie. And then it ended in a way where, like, the message sucked so fucking much that we were just like, fuck this movie. Like,
I don't remember what movie that is.
It's the one where they like take over the radio station and they're trying to make this guy like answer for these crimes he committed, like sexual assault crimes, remember? And then the end of the movie wraps up with him like getting away with it.
Oh, I think it, like, vaguely I remember.
And it just felt like the message is like, the big powerful people get away with this shit. And it's like, duh. Like, I fucking know. Like, you aren't telling me anything special here. And it almost felt like it was celebrating the fact that he got away with it. So, like, that kind of thing can happen. That's what I thought about, because this movie very easily could have turned into that kind of ending. But I think it did redeem itself and it had something to say about it. So I think that also was really impressive to me about the movie.
Yeah. To touch back on to like the sensitive subjects and stuff, I just want to say, like, for me personally, it can be hard to talk about certain things because I would have to open up a personal chapter of my life.
Yeah. And you don't need to do that.
Yeah. It's not something I am comfortable doing right now. And that goes on multiple levels when it comes to Pride Month and stuff like that. Like, I would have to really open myself up more, and that's something I'm working on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very serious with Strange
Darling. Well, serious.
It is a serious subject.
Yeah.
But the movie, a lot of fun. I mean, it's, and that's like, that's one of the strengths of it, is it can tackle these kind of subjects and do it in a way that feels like, shit, what's the word?
Nuance?
That feels very nuanced, but it also is just, it's fucking entertaining. It's funny, like surprisingly funny. And it's just like, it is such a fucking ride. And like, I found myself like, as I was watching it, every time it switched to a different chapter, like as I was piecing it together in my head, like that was super fun.
Yeah, I really love that aspect too. Cause I mean, part of the reason I used to love true crime was like putting all the puzzle pieces together and stuff like that. So to be able to, you know, have that in a film where you really are being like a detective in your head trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I really like that. And it's also super beautiful. So.
Yeah. And it's interesting how the movie starts going like 100 miles an hour. Like literally because they're like driving down the fucking road chasing each other. And it's like so high octane. And then it cuts back to chapter one. And it's suddenly this like very nice little love story. It's like that change of pace that feels like so unorthodox was also just really refreshing. And yeah, I fucking love this movie.
Is the actress Willa Fitzgerald? Is that
okay? No fucking clue.
I don't know. Might have to double check that. But she was
fucking really crazy.
Oh my God. I will say when it cut back to chapter one, I didn't even realize it was the same actress at first.
Oh yeah.
Like the way that they use color in this film is like next level. And I was just like so impressed by the acting and I could talk all day about the aesthetics in this because it was just so on point and so perfect.
So like even with what I've said though about the ending and how it does a good job with the themes and everything, I did feel like the movie kind of goes on a little too long because there is a point once stuff starts wrapping up, it just felt like it kept going.
Yeah.
And
it was really intense too.
Yeah. And I think that's really my only complaint is that I felt like they could have wrapped it up maybe a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably the only complaint I have because other than that, it just felt like a perfect story.
Yeah. I feel like for me, I needed like a minute because I was just like, it was just like one thing after
the
other and it's really intense. And I know some people, you know, you can argue that that's good and I mean, it is. The emotions are good. I just personally needed like 5 minutes.
Yeah, like give me a fucking break. Come on.
Let me see some of those eggs and butter real quick.
Hell yeah. Very good. Very unexpected. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the funny thing is with the marketing, it seemed like interesting, but like I wasn't even super interested in the movie because it was like, that just seems like a pretty generic story. And it's like, but how do you market this in a way that doesn't just give it away?
Yeah, I don't
know. You know what I mean? So it's like...
You just kind of have to be along for the ride, I think.
Maybe they should just play the trailer like 1,000 fucking times like that other movie, Speak No Evil, which I'm so sick of.
I'm tired of seeing that. I feel like we've actually gone to quite a bit of movies this summer. Like
And that means we've seen that trailer like 12 fucking times.
Literally every time.
God damn it.
Yeah, and it's just so annoying. And also just... Again, I've said this before, stop telling the whole freaking story in the...
I don't want to talk about that fucking movie anymore.
I don't even
want
to see the movie.
No, we're not going to see it.
No.
So fuck it. They fucked that up. I don't know. Did you have anything else, though?
No. Go see this movie. It's so worth it.
You should definitely go see it because I did see that... is this a Neon movie?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, I did see that Cuckoo, like... lost money. It That's didn't make much at all, which fucking sucks. Like people need to go see these fucking movies.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll do a lot better when it's streaming though. That's it. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghostbeast Pod in most places or search for Ghostbeast on Letterboxd. Follow us on there to see our list ranking every movie we cover.
Are we recording after this?
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Because we've seen Nope twice. So it's like, I think we can talk about that pretty easily.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine. You had nightmares about it for months, so I think you know.
How about this? Above Godzilla Minus One and below X.
Wow, you're going to put it above Godzilla?
It's tough. Maybe. What do you think?
I can get on board with that.
All right, that's number 10. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Say hi. Bye.